The first reading is a reading from the first book of Corinthians. My brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it is many parts, and all the parts are of the body, though many, are one body, so also in Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we are all given to drink of the one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have the gift of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. For he is good, the Lord, whose kindness endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread throughout the whole Judea and the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. First, I got to apologize. I am in Findlay, Ohio, doing a parish mission. I'm sitting in a parking lot right now, and I forgot my glasses, so trying to read everything was a little bit difficult. But today, when we go and we focus on the readings, especially the first one, we begin, how we are members of the body of Christ. That means we belong to each other, and we got to care about each other. Today, especially in America, it seems like we're all a bunch of lone rangers. Those of you who are old enough to know that, what a lone ranger is, that we got to take care of ourselves. We do everything by ourselves. And let me give you a hint. I fall into that category way too many times. But God calls us to belong to one another. God calls us to be one body because we are in Jesus Christ. None of us are separate. If we are, that's not good. God calls us to be one because we are members of Jesus. So today, let's reflect. Am I really one who works with others, who loves others, who serves others, who needs others? Or do I try to do it all by myself? Let's do what God wants together. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.